This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Perhaps this is one of the most difficult commandments that Jesus gives us. The commandment that God the Father gives us to listen to Jesus. How difficult it truly is to listen, to truly listen, to hear what's being said, and then taking it in and responding. Especially for the Greek, the Hebrew world, this notion of listening is tied directly to obedience, to action. So it's not so much of recognizing the sounds or the information, but it's allowing that information, allowing those sounds, allowing that voice to change your life in such a way that it commands you to act in such a way. This is the commandment. This is the invitation that Jesus, that we're getting today from God the Father in Jesus' transfiguration. So perhaps we can ask ourselves, how well do I listen? Am I a good listener? Oftentimes, as we know, we listen to respond. We exchange information and just waiting for our turn to respond. And there's no true interchange, no true dialogue. It's just a sterile exchange of information. And I think our modern means of communication is making this even more prevalent. How easy it is to send an email or a text message simply to disseminate information with no real care how it's received, simply wanting to share our thoughts, our impressions, or our feelings. We're training ourselves just to be givers of information, and not really to be a human person who enters into conversation, into dialogue. And if we can't do it amongst ourselves, it's going to be almost impossible to do it with God the Father. So how well do we listen? How attentive are we? Do we listen with the intention simply to respond? Or are we truly seeking to learn, to know, so that we can love? And then respond in that love. This is the invitation that Jesus always gives us from the very beginning of his commandment to follow me. It's this invitation to listen to what I say, to mold and follow your life. Let your life be molded after mine. Follow after me, to do what I do, to think the way that I think, to see the way that I see, to love the way that I love. God the Father today says, listen to him. So again, how well do we listen? And maybe we can also examine the voices that we allow in our lives. What media, what information, what news source, what entertainment, what are we feeding ourselves with? What are we truly listening to? And how is it affecting our lives? Are the things that we do outside of Mass and outside of our narrow time of prayer, do those things make it easier for us to respond to God when he invites us to follow him, to listen to him? Or do those voices become so loud in our lives that they're a competition to God's voice, in a way drowning out God's voice? How often do we allow ourselves to listen to the voice of God the Father speaking to us? Primarily through the sacred scriptures. But if we train ourselves, we can hear his voice in the world, through nature, through art, through music, through architecture, through conversations. We can hear God's voice if we train ourselves, if we allow ourselves to be good listeners, if we allow God's voice to mold us, to form us, to shape us. This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. So listening to God, listening to Jesus is a crucial part of our life as disciples, how well do we do this? And this command, this invitation to listen, comes at this pivotal moment in the gospel when Jesus has just invited his followers to take up their cross and follow him because he's going to Jerusalem. He's going to die. He's going to offer his life for the salvation of the world. And so to give them hope, so they don't lose hope and despair about who this new Messiah is, he allows his glory to be shown in the transfiguration. That vision that we heard in the first reading from Daniel came to fruition in Jesus Christ on this mountain. The dazzling white, the glory of God shone forth in Jesus Christ. But Jesus also tells us that he will be truly glorified on the cross. So when we gaze upon the crucifix, we should see the same thing that Peter, James, and John saw on the mountain, the glory of God revealed. It takes listening to the voice of the Father about who Jesus is and what his mission is, if we want to be able to see the cross in the same light that we see the transfigured Lord. That is the true glorification. The complete surrendering of his life for each one of us. Because that's our invitation. Jesus had just said that. Take up your cross and follow me. The early church fathers, the spiritual writers, have said that God became man so that man can become God. So that transfigured body of Jesus Christ is our destiny too. But it only comes through the cross. And we're only able and willing to go there if we train ourselves to listen to the voice of God the Father calling us to follow his Son. This moment in the life of the disciples was a moment of immense grace. It filled them with hope. It allowed them to persevere in this last leg of Jesus' journey through Jerusalem. Many of us are in that last leg of our journey to Jerusalem. Many of us are living very close to the cross. And if we don't allow ourselves to see the glory of the cross, the glory of God's love shining forth, we won't be able to persevere. Allow this feast, allow this knowledge of the love of the Father who shines forth his glory through his Son to give you hope, to help you persevere through these moments of the cross. This is why Jesus allowed his closest friends to see his true self. It's very easy to be distracted by all that goes on in the world. And allow yourself to hear those words of the Father spoken about you. Each one of you, in your baptism, he claimed you for his own. You became his son or his daughter. So the same way that God the Father looked at Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased," he looks at each one of us. No matter how far from him we may think we are, no matter how heavy our cross may be today, the Father looks at you and says, "You are my beloved, and you I am well pleased." This is the promise. This is the life that we're given as disciples. That the Father, the God of all creation, looks at us as his beloved children. So wherever you are in your journey, however close the cross may be to you, do not despair. Allow yourself to hear God's voice calling out to you, inviting you to that deeper relationship of following his Son, that yes, we'll go through the cross, but if we persevere, we too will be glorified. We too will be shining bright like the sun. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him.